On that note, Assemblymember Portantino, you may present Assemblymember Huffman's bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. On behalf of Assemblymember Huffman, my roommate, I'm here to present AB 1326. Under current law, individuals can register to vote in an agency designated under the National Voter Registration Act, such as a DMV, or by submitting a completed affidavit to a county election office. Often, individuals register through a third party, such as a petition circulator or a partisan voter registration drive, and trust that their third party will turn in their affidavit to the county election office on time. It is not uncommon for an individual who registers to vote with a third party to find his or her registration paperwork was not submitted to the county elections office before the registration deadline. Those disenfranchised voters don't receive any indication that their paperwork wasn't filed and that they are not registered to vote for the upcoming election. Current law allows a county elections official to go to Superior Court to compel registration for a voter if that person claims to have registered to vote through the DMV but didn't receive a ballot. This bill extends the same remedies for a disenfranchised voter by authorizing the voter or the county elections official to force voter registration in the event the voter's paperwork was not submitted by a third party. The bill provides protections to qualified voters to ensure that they can vote when they have legally registered to do so. And with me, I have Barry Brokaw on behalf of the California Association of Clerks and Elected Officials. And on behalf of Mr. Huffman, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Madam Chairman and members, Barry Brokaw on behalf of the county elections officials. In some cases, we even have across the state people who registered actually have the certificate, the tear-off portion that they have, and they come running into the county elections official office and say, what do you mean I'm not registered to vote? Look, I have this. And there's no way to compel any ability to allow them to vote without going to court. This bill would allow that to take place. Again, you can do that if you've registered through the Department of Motor Vehicles. And we think this is a problem that needs to be corrected, and we urge your support for the measure.
Others in support?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Rhonda Pascal on behalf of Secretary of State Deborah Bowen in support of the measure. Again, this simply will set up this process consistent with the process that is already in place under current law, but with respect to third parties that are different from the DMV or the FTB and those types of situations. Oftentimes, this can be even a third party who you have folks out there registering individuals and may have accidentally not gotten the registration cards to the elections official on time. This will set up the process for the court to make that determination and ensure that those voters are enfranchised. Respectfully urge the committee's support.
Okay. Are there speakers in opposition? Are there questions or comments from members of the committee?
Move the bill.
The bill's been moved. Madam Secretary, would you read the roll?
Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Walters?
No.
Walters, no. Desaunier?
Aye.
Desaunier, aye. Liu? Liu, aye. Strickland?
No.
Strickland, no.
That bill is out. Thank you. What I would like to know is...
There you go.
The hearing is now over.